Yes, 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 fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Jay Will with you live from the Pioneer Center here at Cal State University East Bay for the championship game. Jay Will, this is it. Check the levels there.
Ooh, baby.
And we are going to get to the national anthem right now, fans. Here it is. If you're at home, please stand. Respect for our country. Starting lineups, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Jay Will. The final time of the season. Tonight, the championship game. The freshman sensation is Jay Will. And for the Penguins coming out, the freshman sensation is Alicia Flatt. Followed out by number 35 is Chardonnay Nelson. A classic vintage is Char, one of the best Penguins ever to come along. Speaking of one of the best Penguins, number 32 is Ashley Fromm coming out, followed by Olivia Williams, number 44, and Lauren Selton-Rich, number 45 of the DUs. Cal State University East Bay hosting this dramatic climactic event. And the Penguins, the visiting team. Back to the bench for the Menlo Oaks. Sonnet Yee coming out for the Oaks. And also Kelsey Fushikoshi. Kepua Lee coming out, the veteran, the junior out of Honolulu. Amy Castillo coming out and followed by number 42, Stephanie Keir. Kier, they pronounce it, Jay Will. Kier. Don't let me say Keir.
I won't.
All right.
Keep you honest.
All please. Right. Man, I am excited tonight. I know you are.
Oh, I've never seen a night like tonight.
Yeah, Jay Will's very first championship final as the freshman sensation at Dominican. And glad to have you on board.
I actually haven't seen an opening day yet, Stu. This is still exciting for me.
Yeah. Well, no, it's very exciting for me, too. And this is I've been to a bunch of these championship games. Jay Will and I are honored to bring this to you worldwide. Check that level, please. From all corners of the globe, well, actually to all corners of the globe, and a special shout-out as we're being broadcast across not only the internet, but satellite-wide. And our troops back in Iraq can actually hear us tonight, Jay Will. And big shout-out to those guys and ladies fighting on our behalf. We're just about to get the tip-off underway. And there it goes, and the Menlo's pick it up. The Menlo's moving left to right toward the northern hoop. And Jay Will is in place. Here's the first shot up by the Oaks. They go at it. 14 seconds into the game. That was by Sana E. Three ball right side, nothing. Down with it, flat. And the Penguins in quick transition. And there goes Olivia Williams, number 44, for the Penguins to score the first bucket. Oh, boy, the Oaks have transitioned backward very quickly, and the Penguins were just barely able to keep up with them. 2-0 DU, 30 seconds into it.
Are you kidding me, Stu? The Penguins were right on top. They scored the first two.
Well, that's true. Oh, and now Ashley Fromm with a massive rejection against Sana E. No foul, Fromm, all ball.
Fromm just put her hand on the ball, sent it right outside.
Man, oh man, she almost sent Yee into the lobby. Yee, very tough, the veteran. She's okay. Right under the hoop, the quick up and in for the Menlo's. They can't do it. Chardonnay Nelson steals it away. So the first minute and a half of this one has been all DU. Flattened with the ball now across the timeline to Char on the right side. Char's out there on the right wing, about 30 feet. Tipped by one of the Oaks. Here goes Fromm. Three ball on the way. Oh, Ashley missed it.
No one there to rebound, but yep. Penguins on transition.
Sonnet Yee picks it up. Chardonnay Nelson with a hand in there, and the layup is laid in by Kier. 2-2, 18:49 to go.
Well, I'm not sure these teams want to play half-court basketball tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody's, man, the transition time is just so quick. I got to believe it has to do with adrenaline. Both teams are totally jacked. The Menlo bench is just clapping and chanting all kind of cheers. And
well, they're hopping around because it's a championship game. They should be this hyped.
I know. You're absolutely right. Now Chardonnay Nelson powers in through a mid of Menlo branches and scores the deuce, 4-2 Penguins.
And all Penguin fans know they want to see more of that tonight. Tons of them here to cheer us on.
Good crowd on hand for this broadcast from San Fran to Japan. Kier under the hoop. He passes back out Yee. Left side Yee passes off now to Castillo. Castillo drives in off the glass deep. tipped out, hits the bottom of the backboard. Fromm ends up with it, but a jump ball has been called, and it's going to go the way of the Oaks. The home team get the first possession. Check it. The visiting team get the first possession in the case of a jump. Down there on the media row, J-Wo, they flip the possession arrow so quickly.
Yeah, well, they're on top of it.
Yeah, you're not kidding. The media row is just loaded with people down there. You couldn't pack one more person in. J-Wo and I way up in the rafters as usual. Now a nice pass off to Selton Rich, who takes it in, but a little bit high off the glass. Too much for Selton Rich. 17 and a half to go. First half action. Championship game. Up and under by the Oaks. Holy mackerel. What a play by Castillo.
Man, she found an opening. Last time, it was all Penguin ladies underneath, and they could stuff anything going on down there.
4-4. Penguins on offense. Three ball. Flatten on the way! Flatten with the tray ball. Nothing but yarn, J-Wo.
Absolutely beautiful.
Boy, that was sweet. From the angle we have, it was straight away. Flatten so solid this year. Keeping it going through the playoffs. Penguins got through two rounds to make it here. On paper, they weren't expected to, but J-Wo and I never doubted for a second that the Penguin women had it in them. Here's a big jumper from the Oaks. Too deep. Down with it. Chardonnay Nelson on the defensive rebound. Score 7-4. Penguins on top. The visiting Penguins playing against the Oaks out of Menlo College from Atherton. A nice bullet pass indoors to Fromm. Turn around. 180. Yes.
Oh, man. That was real smooth.
Man, you're not kidding. Now the Penguins have picked up the pace to get to the other end as the Oaks have slowed it down a little bit. Man, what a 180 turnaround. Fade away jumper by Fromm. That was vintage Ashley Fromm.
I'm seeing some great work out of the ladies already tonight.
Here's Yee. Three ball, no. Down with it. Selton Rich. Good old Lauren Selton Rich. And now a bullet thrown by Flat. Got in the way of Yee. Picked it off. And here's a jumper by the Oaks. They didn't deserve it. Down with it. Is Flatten. We'll get to try it again. No damage done there, J-Wo.
That was a good thing.
Flatten drives in right side. No whistle. Man, oh man. But down with it. Williams off the glass. And now Williams hammered on the way.
Oh, man, some of those early mistakes got me worried there. Luckily, the Oaks weren't able to capitalize.
Yeah, you don't see Flatten throw the ball away that often. She did flip it away, and the Oaks had a real clean look at a two ball, but they didn't make it, and the Penguins got it right back. And we'll see if Olivia Williams can now capitalize on the gift that Menlo gave back to him. Here's Williams on the line.
I'll tell you, Flatten, as a freshman, I know she's got to have jitters tonight.
I don't know. I haven't seen her jitter all season. She's about as cool as they come. First one by Williams is good.
It is playoff atmosphere. Things change around here, Stuart.
Got that right.
But I have great faith in her. No problem there.
You got to have faith, J-Wo, and the second one goes down by Williams.
I love seeing the score right here, too.
11-4 early, fans. Very early. First half action. Championship game. The winner of this game not only owns the title to the Cal Pack, but they get to go to the Nationals. Uh-oh. And now Fushikashi gets tied up. Fromm with a big-time block. Fromm ends up on the floor. She's okay. And the Penguins steal it away. Oh, the Penguins are being, they're acting like thieves. And Chardonnay Nelson with a travel.
It was a travel before she ran into an Oak there. And
man, you're right. She sent Katie True to the floor. True has a knee brace on the right knee, and True hit the deck very hard, but she's up. True throws it in to Sonnet Yee.
I think our Penguin ladies are up to show that they're going to be the ones that dominate the inside this night.
J-Wo and I dominating the airways tonight. Happy to do it.
Absolutely.
The CalPAC Championship Finals. Here is, let's see, I spoke to her before the game, Zygmunt Chevets. Is how I pronounce that. Earlier in the season, I was completely off. Zygmunt Chevets. And she's back in there now with Sonnet Yee. She's got the ball over to the left side. Now is Castillo. Castillo drives it very hard against Williams. Up. Oh, too deep. Man, the Oaks can't get anything to fall for him. And Zygmunt Chevets follows the ball out of bounds. She just had the fingertips on it. She couldn't dribble it with any kind of control. And the Penguins again on the unforced error. J-Wo.
Oh, boy. Those loose balls. It's a tough rebounding night already.
Fushikashi out. Kepua Lee back in there now.
I'm still fumbling over that name. I'm not sure you have
Zygmunt
it quite
Chevets.
Right.
Zygmunt Chevets. Yeah, I've got it right. I talked to her before the game.
Thought you told me something different.
I think I did. I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, when they get over 10 or 12 letters, I get very confused. Here goes the Penguins on offense. And the three ball by Selton Rich is a little bit deep. It's hauled down by Kepulé across the timeline. Now she zeroes Zygmuntsevich right side and walk with it. Boy, oh boy, the Oaks are completely out of sync right now, J-Wo. The Penguins are up 11-4. And the Oaks call a timeout under their head coach, Caitlin Collier.
That's right. They were getting rather excited there.
Well, I know. I was, too. And Zygmuntsevich had that ball for a second. And then she walked with it. And it's just another kind of funky set of circumstances for the Oaks. Early in this game, with 14:20 to go in the first half, the DU is looking very sharp. The Oaks are completely out of rhythm. But one thing about being out of rhythm, J-Wo, and you know this from broadcasting, is if you're going to be out of rhythm, do it early so that you have your A game late. And I don't doubt we will see the Menlo Oaks bring their A game at some point tonight. So the Penguins better score their points now and see what comes down the road. We're done with the timeout, or we're done with the timeout. And here is Alicia Flatt. She's got the ball. She whips it over to Chardonnay Nelson way out there on the right wing. Chardonnay being flanked very closely by the Oaks. Chardonnay drives in left side on the baseline. Oh, star! Two balls, Chardonnay. 13-4.
Oh, man, she took it straight in.
She sure did. She
didn't
went all
alone. A lot of help.
Zygmuntsevich over there on the left wing now. She flips it over to Castillo. Castillo to Yee. Back over to Zygmuntsevich. She drives in against Char. The jumper from 20. No. Penguins down with a great rebound there by Williams.
I wonder if anyone calls her Ziggy.
You know, we wondered about that on our last broadcast. I should have asked her if that was okay with her. Oh, man, Flatt with a great look. Flatt with a jumper. Oh, yes. Oh. Off the rim after Flatt deked one of the Oaks so badly that Flatt had the clean look from 12.
Man, she found her way out of the force. It was a completely clear field and is a good two-pointer. Had to bounce around a bit.
Right in the middle of the key. Here goes Yee. Three ball on the way. Deep. Williams down with it again. Holy cow. Olivia Williams probably matched her season average for rebounds already in the first 7 minutes of this one. We're coming up on 13 exactly. Here's Cade Ellis. Left side. Ellis up to the top of the key now. Here's Williams. Indoors. Ellis. One bounce. Left side. Oh, a little bit deep. No good. Hauled down by Castillo. Left side. Check it. That was Kepulé Lee. And Lee throws it into the Penguin bench.
Well, she had an intended pass. Alicia Flatten was there to break it up.
Flatten's hand got on it. That's why it went out of bounds. Fushikashi will bring it in to Yee. Sonny Yee, the 5'3" junior out of North Smithfield, Rhode Island. That was J-Wo's hometown. North Smithfield. Here's Zygmuntsevich. Oh, good head fake by the Menlo's up left side. And now a foul. And I do believe J-Wo Fushikashi is going to go to the line.
I do have to remind you, Chico's my hometown. And
oh, I thought it was North Smithfield, Rhode Island.
No.
Didn't I hear you talking about that a few days ago?
I haven't been to the East Coast.
Okay. All right. Chico, California, huh?
I love seeing the heavy defense down there from the ladies right now.
Okay. All right. The Penguin women, very strong. They're up by 10, 15-5. The first one goes down by Fushikashi on the line. The Oaks attacking that hoop off to our right. J-Wo and I high atop center court looking down.
Awesome view.
Yeah, it's a great view. Penguins on offense now. Here comes Flatten across the middle. Flatten left side. Flatten goes away herself. And it came off of Flatten's leg. No, it came off of Yee's leg. And the Penguins will have it on offense. Man, that Flatten, J-Wo. She was just going to take the thing coast to coast.
True was able to get a hand in on there, but that didn't stop her.
Olivia Williams now with a terrible rejection. And the Penguins finally lose the ball. And the referee has called that out of bounds off of Williams. I'm not sure how that could be. She was rejected. It went out of bounds. It should be out off the defender. But the referee has awarded the ball to the Oaks over to the left side now. Here comes Sonnet Yee, moving from J-Wo's left to right. Mine as well. Here is Yee, right side, Zygmuntsevich. She's over there, left side. Oh, Zygmuntsevich. And now Flatten gets the hand in there, and it flips out off of Zygmuntsevich. And the Penguins get the ball back on the same kind of a play. Yee is now arguing with the referee. I would say, J-Wo, she has a legitimate beef, but the Penguins will get the ball back as Barnes, Stephanie Barnes, is coming to the game.
I can tell she's a competitor. She really didn't argue much with the referee. She just took a word and went back to playing some basketball.
Also for the Penguins, Michelle Casalaggio has come in. Ellis in there with Char. Now they fire it indoors. Williams, oh yes! Williams sends...
Katie Truer?
Sends True to the floor. True took it True to the chest.
But the Penguins once again establishing their power inside.
Good call, 17-6. DU first half, 11:39 to go. Zygmunt-Chevitz left side powers in with a very graceful yet powerful left-handed layup. Zygmunt-Chevitz, who when the Oaks were up at the Penguins Conlin Center just a couple of weeks ago, Zygmunt-Chevitz really took control of the game. And that was an indication of why she's so good. And now it's 17-8. The Penguins on offense. Chardonnay Nelson, good footwork. Over to Casalaggio, right side deep, but a whistle. And it looks like the O's are going to get the ball back. And they are going to get it back. Katie True is going to throw it in on the long end. No Penguins in the backcourt. And True is now going to head out to the bench, it looks like. Yeah, a low five over to there to Caitlin Collier. It's okay. We're still connected. You just got to... Hit the home button, I think, there. Yeah. Now on offense are the Oaks. Left side, they flip it outdoors. Fushikashi, three ball on the way, in and out. Penguins tap it down. Kate Ellis ends up with the ball. She gets it over to hit go. She gets it over to Chardonnay Nelson in the middle of the court. Chardonnay, left side. Now she flips it right over to Ashley Fromm. Fromm, one bounce, has it ripped away by Zygmunt-Chevitz, and it ends up in the hands of Stephanie Keir, the jump ball. And we'll see who's going to get the ball on the jumper.
Okay.
Radio.Dominican.edu. J-Wo on the controls, making sure we're bringing the broadcast nice and clean worldwide. I think it's a little bit hot there on the signal.
Got to be loud and clear for you folks.
Got to be loud and clear. 10:33 to go, fans. Ball's out of bounds. And in comes Lauren Seltenridge, now for the DUs. Barnes, from Williams, Selton Ridge. And I'm missing one. I'm sure the Penguins have more than four out there. Yeah, Casalaggio. Okay, left side now. Here comes Fushikashi, driving toward the right hoop. That would be the northern hoop, our right. We're straight across from Media Row, up about 30 rows. Over to the right side now. Here's Kapuli. She's got it. Sana Yi now thinking about three ball. She doesn't want to do it. I don't think those have hammered down a three ball yet. And a shot goes up from two from the baseline. That was curled up by Kepler Lee. Down with it, Seltenridge after Lee missed it. Seltenridge right side. Now Barnes. Oh, a bounce pass to Williams all alone. Oh, she missed it, but got her own rebound. The turnaround jumper, and she is rejected by Kier. Stephanie Kier, a big woman at 6'2", puts both hands up. She's out of Evanston, Washington. She rejects the play, 9:45. Penguins up 17-8. Zygmunt-Chevitz for three. No.
You know what's all right there, Stu? We're going to get lots of second chances. The ladies are rebounding beautifully tonight.
Yeah, you're right. That was a great example as Williams followed her own shot up. Now Zygmunt-Chevitz with a steal, and then she goes coast to coast, and that's a two ball. 17-10. The Penguins gave them that one.
Absolute gift. We can't see a whole lot of those tonight.
Casalaggio across the middle. She's got it just at the top of the key. Thinking about throwing it off to Fromm. But Kier gets in the way. Here is Selton Ridge. Over to Stephanie Barnes, left side. Barnes just outside the three-point arc. Barnes with some good footwork. Now, with eight on the shot clock, it's stolen around by Kier. Two plays in a row. Kier has broken it up and stolen it away from the DUs. It goes right side. Fushikashi is fouled. No bucket.
Oh boy, it'll be a tough night for Menlo if they keep missing shots like these. They've got opportunities.
Even with as shabby as they are right now, they're still pulling closer and closer to the DU. 17-10 now. It was 11 points a minute ago. Now it's 7. And as Fushikashi goes to the line, now it's 6. And back in Char, back in flat. Out are Casalaggio and Selton Ridge, it looks like. Yep.
And I sensed a little bit of anger out of Selton Ridge on that
one.
Yeah,
you're right. Well, the Penguins have coughed up four or five unanswered, and that's no good. Now the Penguins do get the rebound after the second one was missed. Barnes, it looked like, tipped it out, and they give it to the Penguins. We'll take it. I thought Barnes was a part of that thing, but inbounds now. Barnes to Flatten. Flatten in the backcourt has Yi Plastic to her. Moves over to the right side. Flat, unflappable. Another good bit of footwork there. Flatten has shown this afternoon very nicely. Right side now, Fromm on the left. Fromm now Flatten. Thinks three ball on the way. Flatten. Oh! Another tray ball, J-Woe.
She put it up nice and easy. She knew we wanted it.
8:24 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu. I think there's only been one timeout so far. Over to the left side now, Zygmunt-Achevins with a jumper very nicely deep. Down with it, another one for Olivia Williams. Oh, Williams with elbows flying.
Oh, excellent rebound.
Yeah, you're not.
Ladies are playing beautifully.
She was not going to give that thing up, and now Flatten chucks it across the middle right into the hands of Zygmunt-Achevins.
Trying to go inside. The Penguins have been able to do so, but not this time.
Okay, now the Menlos are slowing things down. 20-11. Penguins trying to maintain a big cushion. Tsuchikashi thinking three. She goes three. No deep. Barnes with it. Very nicely. The Penguins with another rebound. That was large. 7:35 to go. Shout out to our fans up in Salem, Oregon.
Gotta tell you, Stu.
The family of Mary Crocker. Penguins on offense. Yes, J-Well?
Oaks really haven't shot well tonight.
No, you're right. So far, we're 12 and a half minutes into it, and the Oaks have not looked like the Oaks.
That's the one thing that is keeping it at a 9-point spread, I think.
You're right. The Penguins with the rebounding so far, they've just been boxing out beautifully. I got to tell you, though, I don't want to get too crazy. I don't want to jinx anything. I get very nervous when the Penguins are hot early in the game. And specifically, I'm thinking about the game against the Banana Slugs a couple of weeks ago.
And we have seen it.
We have seen it, up as many as 15 with just a few minutes left in the game. And all of a sudden, the other team starts coming on. And especially, you must respect the Oaks like no other team in the Cal Pack. 20-19. But here goes a three ball. It's thrown out there by Lee. No! And Williams again with a rebound inside of 7 minutes, fans. First half action. Penguins on offense now. Awesome. Just after the three ball scored by Flat, she has it again. She dishes off now to Chardonnay Nelson. Oh, Chardonnay takes a nice screen helper from Fromm. Left side Barnes. Oh, Barnes brings it up and under but can't score. She got a clean shot off. It was a little bit too hard. Here's Lee. She pulls it down. Over to Sané Yi right side. Lee now drives into the key. Fadeaway jumper. Yi back and forth. No. Tipped out Fromm. Chardonnay's got it. Now Flatten in the backcourt. And Coach Brett Mitchell has called the timeout. Man, oh man, this is crazy. This is Cal Pack Championship basketball at its best. Penguins with a timeout, 20-11. Here's J-Will.
Boy, this is some great news for Penguins. Menlo really can't make a shot right now. They've been trying fadeaways, fadeaway jumpers, all sorts of underneath the basket stuff. They can't get their rebounds. But if they can't pick up on their shooting, they will be behind for the rest of this game.
Yep, 20-11, fans. And for those of you who are expecting DU softball at 6 o'clock, the games were rained out today. J-Wo and I were out at the field ready to call those games, and it was pouring rain. So we went home and had some lemonade and made our way out here to Cal State University East Bay, the hosts of the 2007 Cal Pack Championship Tournament.
Stuart, I was tempted to get my own box at Cracker Jacks. I was so excited.
I hear you. I had a bottom for you. Here is Flatten now. Oh, she fires it on. Same play. Other side, Zygmunt-Achevins. Oh, man. Did she walk with it or what? And she missed the layup? Zygmunt-Achevins is going to hate that when she sees that on film. That's going to be the easiest shot she's going to get all night. Maybe one of the easiest shots this season. Oh, a great little softie lobbed up by Fromm. Chardonnay Nelson picks it up, and another poor layup. So that was just that looked a lot like the layup Zygmunt-Achevins just missed a minute ago. And the Menlo Oaks have come down with it. Here's Sané Yi. She's got it on the left side. Fires it indoors now to Castillo for a two ball. Yes, 20-13. Penguins on top. 5.5 to go. And Casalaggio's come back in, J-Will.
We've definitely had a couple gifts here.
Yeah, we've given a couple, too. There's Chardonnay. And there's a walk. Oh, no. She didn't walk with it. She went 360 without dribbling. One of the Oaks got in her face, and we'll take that. That's, to me, J-Will, that looked like yet another gift, is Chardonnay will go to the line for the Penguins.
It was definitely not the cleanest basketball I've seen as far as championship games would go. Considering the miss there from Char.
Yeah.
The one-pointer.
2013 still.
But I'm really surprised at those flattened interceptions down there as she was trying to find her ladies down low.
Yeah, both times Flatten has thrown it away, trying to fire it diagonally through the paint when there's just a ton of oaks in there.
And I was really excited because she had dribbled to a point where both defenders had collided and she was completely open.
Yeah, I hope she'll lay off of that attempt to get it to Char across the key. There's a very athletic move by Fushikashi. Missed. Fushikashi got a very clean first look at it. Man, Coach Collier's over there looking totally dejected. I don't think that I've seen Collier sitting on the bench all season. And yet, she's over there, the shoulders slumped. That's how this game has started for the Oaks. Three ball flattened. Oh, she had been fed perfectly by the Penguins. A good save by Fromm. And now Chardonnay Nelson ends up on the floor with Frances Sorensen for the Oaks. She's a 5'6" junior from Scotts Valley falling on top of her. And it's going to be Oaks' ball on the jumper.
That was some awesome hustle right there from the senior Ashley Fromm.
Yep, Fromm dug deep and kept that thing from going out of bounds. Chardonnay ended up with it, but she ended up on the floor. And now the Oaks have it on offense. We're inside of 4.5 fans in the first half. 21-13. It's been Penguins pretty much the whole game so far. Here's a nice up and under move. Another one by Fushikashi missed. And now the Oaks come down with it. That was Sorensen with the rebound, and she's fouled, I think, by Chardonnay Nelson.
It might have been Flatten. She was trying to get in on the end of that and steal the ball away.
Yeah, Flatten can be very crafty coming over the top.
And that was one of the first times the Oaks had come down with an offensive board.
You're right. It was against Flatten, flashing up on the scoreboard here at Cal State University East Bay. The first one by Frances Sorensen is good. Castellaggio comes in. Chardonnay Nelson out. Back in now.
Seltenridge.
She comes back in. Also on the floor, Castellaggio, Williams, and Fromm. This one clicks in and off, and Fromm comes down with it. Boy, Penguins will take that. Missed free throws.
Absolutely. 1 point could be the difference tonight. It's a big night.
And, you know, when you're playing the Oaks, 1 point is likely to be the difference. Here is Barnes, right side. She backs out, thinks three. Oh, a nice low bounce pass to Williams. Oh, Williams! She had two Oaks all over her, J-Wo, but she got it to go.
I've never seen a play so beautiful. That was awesome passing.
That's how pretty that play was. It was the most lovely play that J-Wo's ever seen. And now back up with it again, Fushikashi. No. The Oaks come down with it, and I think Sorensen's going to go to the line again. It's like the foul's against the Penguins 22. No, they call it on 23. That is Castellaggio? No.
She's 33.
Good heavens, oh. J-Will, you're absolutely right. Where is Barnes on this roster? Not that I can't see her from here.
She isn't on the roster, and that's really disheartening.
How dare they? That is not right. Stephanie Barnes has been a huge part of the Penguins this season.
Oh, man.
Regardless.
Key freshman asset.
All right. Yeah, that's making the broadcasting. That's giving us extra motivation. Here is Barnes, left side, thinking about it. Barnes with six on the shot. Here's Fromm from 29. Drives in right side. Three on the shot clock. Fromm. And Fromm, an offensive foul as Fromm is charging.
Boy, she really had to put it up a little quicker, so she had to jump the gun and even send her shot nice and high.
And Fromm gets rung up on the... She's 32, not 22 like Barnes.
Correct.
Okay. Boy, we're so high up here. I like the view. It's just hard to see the numbers. Oh, man, and Fromm with a great rejection. Fushikashi again. No, Fushikashi's now missed four shots on goal, J-Wo. That's not like her.
That's unexpected.
We're in there at just under 3 minutes, fans, and the Penguins are on offense, 23-16. And in the second half, we're going to turn on the AOL Instant Messenger, if it's not already on, and you can send us some instant messages. Here is Barnes on the way, missed it left, rebound by True. True flips it back over now to Yee. Yee drives up right side across the timeline. Yee back over to True. Left side now, Fushikashi. Here's Sorensen. Now top of the key is Sana Yi. She goes over left side. Sorensen thinks about it. Sorensen drives in. Dish. Yi thinking three. There are 9 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a long three ball on the way. Oaks, no. And it's saved by True. True falls down, but she throws it right into the hands of Williams. And now across the middle is Castellaggio. Williams! Oh, Williams! Fed perfectly with a bullet by Castellaggio.
She's absolutely having a great night so far. Been under tons of rebounds already and been found inside for easy buckets.
25-16, fans. Penguins on top. Championship game. This is it, J-Will. The final night of collegiate hoops for the seniors on the losing team. Of course, on the winning team, the seniors get to go play in the Nationals. I think it's in Sioux City, Iowa this year. I think that's where the women generally play. The guys play in Branson, Missouri. Branson, Missouri, the home of the men's Nationals. Sioux City, Iowa, the home of the women's Nationals. And a timeout has been called. I think it's an official timeout. And for the Penguins, out Castellaggio, out Williams. Barnes is in there, back with Flatten. And Seltenrich, Fromm, and Chardonnay Nelson. Coming up on 1 minute and 20 seconds. We are there exactly, 25-16, DU's. Penguins on offense. Over to the left side now, DU's. Here's Seltenrich, three ball on the way, short. Air ball, Seltenrich. That's hard to imagine. Oh, and a bullet pass, a chest pass from Fushikashi, intended for Zig Manichevitz, and that one goes out of bounds. One of the Penguins got in the way. I think that was Barnes.
Right.
Good play there by Barnes. Heavy
passed
deep.
It off to P-Rock, Rocanello down there.
Yep, Coach Rocanello in his second year. 1 minute, fans. Baseline play now for the Oaks. In and out, down with it for the Penguins.
Oh, man.
Stephanie Barnes.
Oaks still can't get a shot to fall.
They can't. I don't know if it's that bucket, and there's a travel on Barnes. Barnes slid the pivot foot about... I'd say that was a good 6 or 7 foot slide, J-Will. You can't let him slide that much.
And these floors actually are really good for sliding with these the mesh shorts.
Now the finals stuff. In the men's part of the tournament come up after this game. J-Will and I will not be doing that game. It's between Simpson and Holy Names. And I'm going to give a shout out to Simpson, the Red Hawks, who have never made it this far in the finals. I don't even think the Simpsons have made it to the semifinals before. So shout out to Simpson, who come all the way down from Reading, the Red Hawks, and they're playing tonight in the championship, the finals, against the Hawks from Holy Names. So you have the Hawks and the Red Hawks, and Holy Names only about 5 miles away from here. So Names got to have a nice leisurely day. I see head coach Dennis Jones up there in the stands across from us. We are in this massive cavernous auditorium, J-Wo and I.
We've got a niche.
Yeah, we've got our niche up top. Very, very comfortable. 7 seconds to go in the half. And Fromm with an air ball. I can't believe the Penguins have chucked out two oxygen balls with 4.9 seconds the last two shots. In Castellaggio, let's see. They going to let her in? She does enter the game for the final 5 seconds.
When?
And Flatten's going to get the final 5 seconds off. Flatten goes to grab the Gatorade behind the bench. The Penguins are going to put the full court pressure on just to keep the heat on so that the Oaks can't score. 2 seconds. 1 second. Yi lets it get away. There's the buzzer on the way. No bucket. And J-Wo and I are halfway through our assignment of bringing you the CalPAC Women's Finals between the Menlo Oaks and Atherton, the home team, although we're at Cal State University East Bay. They are on paper. They are the home team, the Penguins, the visitors. And we're bringing it to you worldwide, J-Wo, from the Yukon to the Euphrates.
And from San Fran to Japan.
Worldwide, all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu, a 15-minute halftime timeout, but J-Wo and I will be back in about 8 minutes with the statistics from the first half. But if you've been listening, it's been all DU all night, and let's just see if they can hold on through the finals. The Penguins with an opportunity to be the CalPAC champions for 2007, and we'll have the final half of action for you in about 8 minutes. Please, J-Wo, I know you'll stay with us.
I might not leave my seat.
Radio.Dominican.edu. We're back in 8. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1 minute and 16 seconds to go, fans, until the second half of this one. The championship game, the finals of the 2007 CalPAC tournament. The DU ladies are up 25-16 on radio.dominican.edu. Jay Woe is going to bring you the stats. 1 minute to go, fans. Here he is.
Oh, it's been an absolutely good night for the Penguin ladies. First standout player right here, I got Olivia Williams playing just under the entire half, 20 minutes minus. She shot 4 of 7 and pulled down a huge amount of rebounds. Already matched a huge total there.
2 for 2 from the line, but yeah, she's already got just a ton of rebounds. Oh, both teams are back out. They didn't even give us the full 1 minute at the end there, J-Wo. But we're ready to get the second half underway, fans. See if the Penguins can do this thing. Penguins now moving from our left to right. We'll bring in more stats as we have the opportunity. But if you've been listening to the broadcast, there's almost no need. Oh, brother, and the Penguins throw it away to open the second half. Chardonnay Nelson. Now they dish it off to Fushikashi, who once again cannot score and is tipped out of bounds off of one of the Oaks. And they give it to the Oaks. Man, that is unfortunate. Kepua Lee, I thought, had the last touch there. Inbounds now, Yee. Got it on the short side. She has no place to put it. She gets it inbounds now to Castillo. Castillo flips it outside now. Fushikashi out on the right side now. Back to Yee. Here's Castillo. Castillo gets it over left side. Lee on the way. Three ball. No. And the Penguins down with it. Oh, man. And Olivia Williams, I think she stepped out of bounds, but I thought she was pushed out of bounds. Yeah, it's going to be Penguin ball. She was pushed out of bounds by Amy Castillo.
And she just faltered a little bit on the rebound there. And I got to tell you, Castillo had the ball inside and met four hands from the Penguins. So defense from the Penguins is putting up real big right now.
Penguins on offense now, right side. One stat that's just sticking out on this stat sheet is in the first half, the Penguins shot 42% from the floor to 17% by the Oaks. And now the Oaks go up. No. On defense, the Penguins are on offense. A three ball goes up by Chardonnay Nelson. It's missed, but it's hauled down by Seltenrich. Left side, now here's Williams, thinking three. No score yet in the second half. Here's Fromm. Fromm over to the right side. Now she gets it indoors from Seltenrich to Chardonnay. The bucket and one, and Chardonnay goes to the line.
First chance for a three-point play. Lucky to see it's from Nelson here. She went up nice and hard, showing the Penguin power in the middle.
25%. Three-point shooting in the first half by the Penguins. 0 for 7 for the Oaks. If you don't make one, you can't have a percentage. And they didn't make any. Ooh, brother.
And they cannot be considered eligible to win this game if they aren't going to make a shot.
27-16, Chardonnay on the way. Good. That's three more points for the mighty DUs. 28-16 Penguins. Second half, championship game. This is it.
Great shot from Nelson. She shot from the free throw line. That's a lot farther than she usually shoots from.
That's right. She's usually just busting it up inside the paint way down low. 28-16. Penguins on defense. Here's the left side now. Castillo. Bounce pass outside now to Fushikashi. And Fushikashi hits the first three ball of the night for the Oaks. So just when I brought it up, J-Wo, maybe I shouldn't have jinxed things, but maybe I did.
They attempted seven.
They were 0 for 7 in the first half. You're absolutely right. Now they're 1 for 8 game. For the entire game. Here goes a three ball by Chardonnay Nelson.
Oh man, she stepped back to check and make sure her foot was behind the arc.
Missed it way right. And it's 28-19. All the Oaks are waiting for, all they're hoping for right now is to catch a little groove on momentum. There's been absolutely zero momentum.
And they've had no rhythm.
You're right. They've just been shabby all night. But here goes a three ball by Fushikashi. Uh-oh. And that's two in a row from Kelsey Fushikashi, the 5'7" sophomore out of Lahaina. And that's two in a row.
Exactly what the Menlos need to see and what the Penguins don't want to have happen.
Fushikashi was 0 for 9 from the field in the first half. Here's a three ball by Olivia Williams. Missed it. Left side.
And boy, she was hot in the first half.
Kepua Lee pulled down the rebound. 28-22. Here's Fushikashi, three. Finally missed one. Left side, Selton Ridge. It's tapped out, and the Penguins will get the ball after Selton Ridge got in the way of it. Fushikashi stuck an arm in there. So Fushikashi opens the second half with two tremendous three-ball bombs, and then she missed that one. Very short, very left. And the Penguins now. We'll see if the Penguins can take that momentum back away.
They just need to answer right here, Stu. Just need to answer. Give a reply.
The Oaks are coached by Caitlin Collier, Tricia Rainowitz, and Maria Gomez. And, of course, the Penguins head coach is Brett Mitchell. He's assisted by Maya Fott and P-Rock, Paul Rocanello. And Zig Manachevitz has a clean rebound and gets away from her and goes out of bounds. And the Penguins get a gift on the short side.
A break. Like a Butterfinger candy bar for halftime.
Emily Zig Manachevitz was 2 for 5 in the first half with 9 minutes played.
And Olivia Williams almost handed the ball to her right there as the Oaks got a steal.
Yeah, you're right. Just when the Penguins got lucky on the Butterfingers of Zig Manachevitz, then Williams paid the favor back inside of 17 minutes, fans. 16:45 now, to be exact. Across the middle is Sonnet Yee, the point guard for the Oaks from Menlo College in Atherton, just a couple miles north of Stanford. Here's the right side, Castillo. Check it, that's Kepa Lee. Shoot the turnaround jumper, nothing. Flatten with a beautiful save. Flatten stepping out of bounds just after she got rid of the ball, and a great rebound for Alicia Flatten, number 20. 16 and a half to go.
Oh, yeah, Stu, that was Penguin defense stepping up big time. They needed it right here. And if they can answer back.
Stephanie Barnes with a 22-foot three-ball attempt. Barnes throws it away. She was not even close to making that one. Here's a jumper coast-to-coast by Fushikashi. Fushikashi held up the arms as if it were a three-ball, but I could see from up here she was inside the arc. That's just two. But it is 28-24. They marked it down on the board as 25. There we go. Now it's 28-24, J-Wo. And as we talked about in between halves, as we were enjoying the fine spread laid out by this year's host, Cal State University East Bay, in between halves, the Oaks have gotten a groove going, and now it's a four-point game after it was 9 at halftime.
Penguins just simply have to make a dent right here.
Now Flatten throws the ball across the right side. Here's Casalaggio, right side. Casalaggio in and out. Man, there's something about that northern hoop. All of a sudden, the Penguins can't make anything the same way that the Oaks couldn't make anything. And the southern hoop looks as big as a peach basket. Maybe bigger.
Correct you one time.
Yes.
Too. That was not Casalaggio. That was Stephanie Barnes out there.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Well, we're so far up here. You're right. Zig Manachevitz hits a three ball. It's now 28-27.
This is the closest the Oaks have been for a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for like an hour and a half after that 17% shooting percentage in the first half that we could not believe. Now the Penguins are on offense. They're up by one. Flatten with a bullet indoors. Williams! Oh, Williams gets fouled, but it doesn't go.
A step closer. We just need one Penguin to get hot, and everyone on the team will follow, I think.
Yeah, you might be right. You know, in the first half, as Jay Will mentioned right before we came back on the second half action, Olivia Williams had, what did she have here? She had
five rebounds,
two offensive and three defensive.
And scored the most buckets from the floor.
That's right, 4 for 7. So she had a great first half. She makes the first freebie, 29-27. Williams to take the team to 30, in and out. Tipped out. And down with it is Fushikashi. Okay, across the middle now, right in the middle of the house, coming across the red circle here at Cal State University East Bay, home of the Pioneers. They are not in the finals, men or women. The Pioneers.
Penguins utilizing looks like a 3-2 defense.
Zig Manachevitz throws it up there, and it looks like coming down with it was Kepua Lee, and now there's a whistle, and it looks like it may be against the Penguins, and I think Lee's going to go to the line. Yes, I am right.
And for the most part, Menlo's only got clean shots from the outside tonight, and that's been a good thing.
Coach Mitchell just yanked Barnes and put Chardonnay Nelson interplays. Here's Kepulé up with it. Two ball in and out. Tipped out. Chardonnay now tips it out. And it's going to be, Penguin ball. Whew, I thought Chardonnay got a hand on that at the end of the play.
I don't know. It's going north, right?
14 and a half. That's right. The Penguins moving left to right toward the northern hoop.
Not flying south this time.
It's kind of northwest now that you mention it. Here's Chardonnay, left side. Chardonnay lowers the shoulder. Takes out about four Oaks on the way, but missed it deep. Zig Manischewitz comes down with the rebound. Number 22 is Emily Zig Manischewitz over to the right side. Now is Sonnet Yee over to the left. Now Fushikashi thinking three. Castillo back to Yee. Back to Castillo straight away. Zig Manischewitz, who just missed the last one, backs up, thinking three ball, brings it in, fires outside, left side. Now seven on the shot. Castillo. Here goes Kepulé for three. Right side. Oh, brother. It's now 30-29 in they only gave her two.
Oaks beginning to click.
29 all, fans. Man, oh, man, Kepulé. The Oaks have come back from a nine-point deficit in the first half. Just what J-Wo and I were fearing. And now Olivia Williams has the ball fired indoors, a chest pass, a bullet. And then one of the Oaks got an arm in there, or a branch, as it were, and flung it out of bounds.
I got to tell you, from judging from halftime, it's been a 13-4 run
out
for the Oaks, and that's not good news early in the second
half. Kate Ellis fires it outdoors to Casalaggio, three, missed it right. And Kepulé takes it down. She goes over to the right side now, very slowly. They slow things down. Fushikashi, Sonnet Yee now left edge.
And I know superstition is a bit prevalent in sports, but boy, that hoop down there just doesn't look good for basketball.
No, it doesn't. I think they need to replace that thing. It's eight on the shot clock. Now the Oaks have it. Oh, brother, from 31. I mean, she was way out there. Fushikashi misses it, and the Penguins pick it up on the rebound. That's Kate Ellis. Now on the left side, Casalaggio. She takes two steps, fires it indoors, throws it away. Now it's all alone. Fushikashi takes it up the left side, and they call a foul against Lauren Seltenrich, and it was a good foul, I guess, but I didn't even see her stick an arm in there. I think Seltenrich had a clean block.
She actually had her off arm on, but I think the fact is that she was still moving.
And now a timeout has been called by East Bay. I think that's who called the timeout, J-Wo. And I'm telling you, just the way we talked between halves, I don't like it when one team is playing way, way below their level of acumen in the first half. The Penguins played well in the first half, and by comparison, they played beautifully in the first half, if you were to compare them to how horribly the Oaks played in the first half. Now the Oaks are playing their game, and the game is tied with 12 minutes and 42 seconds to go on radio.dominican.edu. Jay Woe.
I find that the Penguins just need to execute here, shrug off any of their halftime worries. It is, in fact, that 0-0 game that players will preach in the halftime huddle. And they're right here. It's 0-0. It's still a close game, as it always is.
It wasn't a close game in the first half. The Penguins thought they were playing a grade school team, because the Oaks were not showing their cards by any mean. But now the Oaks, as Jay Will mentioned, a 13-4 run to open the second half. It's 29 all. Penguins are up by 9, and now standing on the line is Kelsey Fushikashi with an opportunity to put the Oaks up for the first time in this one.
Well, we did all know the Oaks would have to execute something here, and once they started to, that's why they're back in the game right here.
Fushikashi converts, and now the Penguins trail for the first time tonight. Let's see how they respond. Fushikashi with a second. This one rattles home. Boy, that southern hoop, it just seems to bounce the ball around and accept it. Penguins trail by 2, 31-29. Man, oh man, what a first half. Zig Manischewitz now steals it away after a terrible pass by Casalaggio. 12 and a half.
A little bit of the jitters here, some sloppy play.
I feel them up here in the broadcast booth, and we're not even playing. But we are bringing you this broadcast worldwide. And now here's Castillo, right side. Check it, that was Kepulé, goes three ball, and the Penguins haul down the rebound.
Well, it was a off-bounds ball out of the Oaks. They kind of fought over the ball and couldn't handle it.
Man, 31-29. Now the ball is back in play. You're right, the Oaks almost pulled down the rebound there. Went out of bounds with Penguin ball in the turnaround. Here is Lauren Seltenrich, number 45. The senior is Seltenrich. Seltenrich really been banged around this season, something fierce. But she is so tough. Here's Fromm, left side. Fromm thinking three ball. She's got Kapu-Ali with the hand to the face. And now Fromm throws it away under the hoop. Zygmantshevets pulls it down again. Here's Fushikashi all alone, left side. Fushikashi is fouled by Seltenrich on the way. Luckily for the Penguins, Fushikashi didn't convert the bucket, but she will go to the line.
And Penguins just really need to execute, stop making mistakes, capitalize on any of the Oaks' mistakes. And Menlo is making mistakes. They're not making rebounds, fumbling the ball.
There's another one. Fushikashi all of a sudden can't miss after having probably the worst first half of basketball in her collegiate career. She was 0 for 9 in the first half. And I'm going to guess here 3 for 5 in the second half with a couple of three bombs. But I don't think she's missed anything from the line. Here's another one that's perfect. Fushikashi bringing it for the Oaks, 33-29. Second half action. This is it, fans. Flatten has the ball on the right side across the timeline. Over to Char, left edge.
The Oaks have extended that run still. Yep. Penguins haven't scored much.
Indoors now to Chardonnay Nelson. Left side, Chardonnay dumps it home. And that's the first field goal the Penguins need. J-Wo pumping the fist. Fushikashi, exactly. Left side, whistles. Fushikashi flailing out of bounds. Fushikashi had no chance. But I think they're going to send her to the line again. Oh, man. And Fushikashi's perfect in the second half. Coach Mitchell up on the feet, showing the referee what he thought of the play.
Dominican still not giving easy baskets down there, anywhere underneath the arc, in fact.
34-31 is Kelsey Fushikashi, the 5'7" sophomore out of Lahaina, Hawaii. Knocks that one home. On the way now, she makes another one, 6 in a row. And a whistle's been blown to allow Stephanie Kier to enter the game in place of Amy Castillo.
It's not Kier.
No, it's Kier.
Kier.
At least according to the overhead guy as we got this game started. In fact, I ask that you remind me not to call her Kier. And now it's stolen away again, and the Penguins barely hang on to it after Flat chucked it up there. Sana Yi got a hand on it. The Penguins are barely able to hang on to it. 9 on the shot clock here. Stephanie Barnes left side. Stephanie Barnes zigzag, and she walks with it.
And I remember you actually getting me to remind you on Kate Ellis.
Yeah, that was a couple games ago, though. I haven't made the mistake since on Kate Ellis.
But that's the name I still remember, so.
Yeah, it's Stephanie Kier. And then we have Emily Zygmantshevets, who I could be chopping that thing up terribly, but I talked to her before the game. At least I tried, J-Well. Okay, here's Kapu-Ali thinking three ball, but she had Ashley Fromm in her face. Fushikashi, three ball on the way, missed it deep. Down with it, Fromm.
Excellent defense right there, Penguins.
Good box out there by the mighty DUs. 10.5 to go, 35-31. Penguins trailing now after leading at the half by 9.
And I hate hearing that whistle right there.
Yeah, me too. And all of a sudden, the referees have gotten whistle happy. The Penguins will have the ball in the quick up and in, right under the hoop.
And if the whistles are going to go, the Penguins really just have to execute perfectly.
Here goes Stephanie Barnes, three ball deep, hauled down by Kapu-Ali. Across the middle, Lee, all alone. Lee, coast to coast, up and missed. Down with it, Zygmantshevets. Alicia Flatten has it. Now Olivia Williams has got it. Oh, man, it looked like a jumper there, which the Penguins would have retained possession anyways, but they keep that little marker in their pocket. Inside of 10 minutes, fans, the Penguins down by 4.
Penguins still winning the hustle battle between the Oaks.
8 on the shot clock. Here goes Flat thinking about it. She fires it over and out to Williams. Williams drives into the paint. Kapu-Ali picks it up after one of... Oh, she charged into Stephanie Kier.
Couldn't get the call. It went the other way.
Kier got the call on that one, 35-31.
Penguins are just going to have to play a step higher.
Oh, man. Coach Mitchell keeps talking to that one referee. It seems like he's got a problem with her. I tell you what, I got a problem with her. I'm not like it, and I'm not very nice when I get a problem with you, as you know, Jay Will. Over to the right side now. Here's Sana Yi. She goes back and forth, zigzag. Penguins won't let her indoors. See if Fushikashi can do any better. No. Tipped. Oh, Fushikashi with a travel.
That's what I'm talking about. Defense down below. Penguins have kept it all season long.
That was very strong defense by the Penguins. In now is Lauren Seltenrich. Out Barnes. Barnes back to the bench. Is that Barnes? Yeah, that's Barnes.
Yes.
It was so far up here. Sometimes I get Barnes and Casalaggio. They wear the same kind of ponytail, the same length, the same color.
And they've got double numbers.
That's right. From up here, I can't read the numbers anyway. 9 minutes exactly, fans. 35-31. Alicia Flat goes three ball deep.
Couldn't get it to drop.
And let's see. It looks like Kepu Lee came down with that one. Yes.
Someone will have to get hot here.
That was Castillo with the rebound for those of you keeping stats at home. Zigmanichevitz now indoors. Fires it over there to Katie True. Goes two ball, no. Flattened down with it. Zigmanichevitz hits the deck again. Big bruise on that left knee, it looks like, for Zigmanichevitz. No scoring in a while. Here goes Chardonnay Nelson. She's fouled by Kepua Lee. No, that's Castillo, Amy Castillo, the 6-foot senior out of Patterson. That's Patterson, California, though it's not listed. Patterson, California, isn't that down there in the valley?
I'm not familiar with it, but
all right.
What I am familiar with is Nelson's hard drives to the hoop, and the first time she didn't get it to go.
You are familiar with those.
This time she got the call.
She scores the first of the two freebies as Fromm and Olivia Williams come back in there along with Lauren Seltenrich Flatten. Of course, Chardonnay Nelson on the line. Oh, in and out. Char's missed two.
But the best part is Nelson can usually go hard, but then put the ball up nice and soft.
Ball comes off of Seltenrich's foot, breaks up the play as the low bounce pass from Sana E was intended for Emily Zigmanichevitz. 8.5 to go, 35-32. And if you want to send us an instant message, you can do so, fans, on the AOL Instant Messenger.
J-Wo will receive.
They go straight to J-Wo's computer in front of him. And he's only a freshman fan, so please keep him clean. He's still a young man.
But I don't get AOL Instant Messenger at home. This is the only place I can receive them.
DUC Radio. Oh, brother. And a three ball very softly by Sana Yi puts the Oaks up 38-32.
A towering shot. And she was even clapping in the face of Alicia Flatten right there.
Well, that's taunting. And I don't know if you want to taunt Flatten. Flatten? You just don't want to mess with her.
Penguin's
see how she
pick
responds.
It up.
Over to the right side now, Flatten. She fires it back indoors. Fromm. With a head check now, here's Seltenrich. Fromm, left elbow. Now she backs up between the circles. Now Lauren. Three on the shot clock. Seltenrich off the backboard. Seltenrich follows it home. Gets it. Oh, brother.
Man.
Right on the buzzer.
Well, I didn't see it, but in the off-ball section there, Seltenrich fell down to the ground, and she wanted to play this ball. She wanted to play it to the end.
Yeah, she went in and got her own rebound. And in the final 3 seconds of the shot clock, she got two shots off. Neither one of them hit the rim, though. They both hit glass. One hit the edge of the backboard, came back at her. And then the next one was deep, but you got to hit part of the iron. In now Casalaggio in place of Olivia Williams. Williams with one of the best first halves in her career. Probably the best rebounding first half in her career.
Oh, absolutely.
Radio
awesome first half.
Radio.dominican.edu. Big shout-out to all of our fans out there listening tonight. Jay Woe. Of which, no doubt, hundreds of DU alumni around the world. And we are worldwide. As Kepua Lee goes up for a two ball, but took about three steps too many. That'd be five.
That's good news. Penguins look to capitalize here. They are down by six.
7.5 to go, fans. Second half action. This is it. The winner goes to Sioux City for the Nationals. The loser goes home. Olivia Williams with a 360 spin move. That could be the turning point of the second half, J-Well. Man, oh, man. What a beautiful play as Flatten almost gets a hand in there to steal. Zigmanichevitz now, 38-34. DU still trail. But what a spark by Olivia Williams.
We'll have to execute on defense, too.
Oh, brother. And now Zigmanichevitz hauls hauls it in and fires up a three ball to answer. 41-34.
Boy, that reply just not one the Penguins wanted to hear.
Casalaggio, right corner. She drifts up toward the elbow. Here's Schar. Now, Casalaggio on the way. Two ball, air ball. Oh, brother. Capulli down with it. There's something about that northern hoop, man.
I don't know.
Something about it. The Oaks only scored 19 points in the first half. They've already scored two more than that, and there's 6.5 to go in the second half. 41-34. Out there right side now. Capulli, three ball. Yes. Oh.
Penguins now need to find their rhythm, as the Oaks have.
I'll tell you what now. A timeout has been called by Coach Mitchell. 44-34. Down by 9 at the half. And it's a 10-point game now. And this is why the Oaks are so solid. They're so tough. Because no matter how poorly they play in the first half, you know they're going to catch a groove in the second half.
Oh, that's right. That's how the winning teams are. They actually, they
rise to the occasion.
They probably said at halftime, this is exactly where they want to be. Because they know they're better in the second half.
And if you're going to have a 19-point half, don't do it in the second half. Always do it in the first half. The Penguins knew that the Oaks were going to bring it in the second half, and that's exactly what's going on. And a lot of Penguin fans in the crowd now are absolutely stunned. I mean, this was a runaway train in the first half. The Penguins went into the clubhouse 9 points up, very comfortable. And the Oaks were playing some ugly basketball in the first half. And it's not that the Penguins are not playing ugly basketball in the second half. It's just the Oaks are really beautiful. I mean, they've already got 4 or 5 free balls put down. And solidly. No question about it. They're playing incredible basketball all of a sudden. And the Penguins really need a shift in momentum, J-Will.
Well, the Oaks just have to miss a couple of those three balls. The Penguins have shut down everything inside, and that's not the problem there. That defense isn't where the faltering is. But that's what it'll take. Defense, rebounding, second chance points. Penguins need to execute.
Here goes Chardonnay Nelson. She goes up against, let's see. Chardonnay Nelson just ran straight into Stephanie Kyer. Kyer had come set. Chardonnay
was called on the travel.
Well, yeah, she couldn't let go of the ball. Kyer was just in her face, something fierce. Kyer broke up that play. 6:08 to go, and more encumbering of the momentum against the Penguins. So the Oaks doing everything they need to do, not only scoring, but also making sure the Penguins don't get any kind of momentum going. Here's Capulli, two ball. Capulli with a drifter from the left elbow, and it's a 12-point game, 46-34.
Boy, the Oaks just hitting jump shots like they wanted to in the first half.
The Penguins scored they score 6 points? No, it was 29. Let's see, it was 20.
It's been 9 points for the Penguins.
Oh, my goodness.
This first half. The second half.
46-34, fans. 46-34. After the Penguins were up by 9 after the first half. I'm ready to go to the Golden Gate Bridge, J-Wo.
Well, they just need to execute, and they can come back from this. It's not too early to panic.
Finally, an air ball out of one of the Menlos.
Or it is too early to panic. Sorry, Steve.
Capulli.
But the Penguins just have to find an answer here, a way to fight back.
Olivia Williams with a bullet pass from Chardonnay Nelson. Now Chardonnay will go to the line, but the bucket doesn't drop. 5:05 to go. The Penguins down by 12.
Penguins just need a couple baskets here.
The only thing that's keeping me off the Golden Gate Bridge right now is that, A, this game's not over, and that $5 toll, that kind of gets in the way of things. Don't want to be hanging out on the Golden Gate Bridge too much. Okay, here's Chardonnay Nelson, fans. Oh, in and out, Chardonnay.
I'm not reaching for directions home just yet.
No. No way. 5:05 to go as Casalaggio goes back to the bench, and Lauren Seltenrich has come in her place. No. An eternity left in this one. But J-Wo and I are just dumbfounded by how beautiful. I mean, those three balls just raining by the Oaks.
And I got to think, it might be something the Oaks are doing down low, because Nelson has not been the big-time factor that she normally is.
Could be. Caitlin Collier's a crafty coach. That's 4 C's. Now there's Zig Manischewitz. She drives in right side against Shar. Zig Manischewitz goes up, in and out. Kier with a rebound, and now a whistle. And I think Kate Ellis caused a foul there. Ellis now got poked in the eye with an elbow, but she's okay. But boy, she's a pretty tough Penguin.
Kier was rebounding fairly straight-legged. She
yeah, you're right.
Put it back up and went right on down.
Kier on the line now. The foul was called against Kate Ellis.
And they haven't gone to the line a whole lot, as the Oaks.
Kier on the line, in and out.
But they made, for the most part, they made the most of their chances. They've shot pretty well.
Yeah, Fushikashi's been brutal from the line in the second half, not to mention outside the arc. Here's the second one by Kier, missed it.
Oh,
taken
boy.
Down by Zig Manischewitz. Oh, that hurts.
Penguins still need to rebound. They haven't... They can't forget that what they did in the first half.
A rebound off of the free throw. A, a rarity. B, couldn't come at a worse time. Zig Manischewitz now straight away between the circles. She goes zigzag style against Shar. The jumper from the top of the key, yes. 48-36. It's a 12-point game. We're coming up on 4 minutes.
Boy, the Oaks just spread the floor and let them work one-on-one.
And it looks like, all right, so Coach Mitchell has called another timeout. And thankfully, man, this is just getting nasty. Radio.Dominican.edu bringing you the championship game, the finals of women's basketball in the 2007 CalPAC tournament hosted here at Cal State University East Bay. Jay Woe and I want to extend our thanks to the red carpet treatment that Marty Valdez and his crew has treated us to, as usual, with the fine spread in between halftimes. J-Wo and I are not used to getting fed at these games, so that's a beautiful thing. Also, helping us out with the broadcast by getting us set up technical style. We're up here in the rafters at Cal State University East Bay, a huge cavernous arena, 5,000-seat auditorium, and the Penguin women are now down by 12. With 4 minutes to go exactly. The end of the timeout's coming. Here's J-Wo with the play-by-play.
Latin swings it over to Nelson, who's at the elbow. Nelson tries it. Sorry about that. Latin gets a three ball in and out. It'll be Castillo to Yee as she brings it back across the middle. Still 48-36. The Oak lead as they slow things down on half-court basketball. Yee to Fushikashi. They still swing around outside, get it inside to Kapua Lee. She misses, and in the struggle, Nelson is lying on the floor. They're all slow to get up, actually. Kapua Lee in on the rebound.
Kapua Lee very slow to get up there, and I think it's going to be Oak's ball.
It is Oak ball from the baseline.
Caitlin Collier's called a timeout, J-Well.
Oh, boy.
3:35 to go, fans. 48-36. The Penguins now, after leading by 9 at the half, are trailing by 12.
It's still lots of action to go.
This is the championship game, though, J-Wo. Crazy stuff happens.
30 on the shot. Oh, man. 3:35 left in the game. Plenty of time. It's going to take defense and, well, some nice shooting.
48-36, DU's trail, radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you worldwide from the Communications Department at Dominican University of California in San Rafael, California, where we are under the direction
of Melba Beals.
Of Melba Beals, that's right. Dr. Melba Beals, head of the Communications Department back home at DU. But J-Wo and I are on the road tonight, a road trip to the East Bay, the home of the Pioneers of Cal State University East Bay.
In fact, my first road broadcast, if I may add.
Yeah, and let's hope not your last.
Absolutely.
Before we hang it up tonight, I want to be sure to say a massive thanks to J-Wo for his great work this year, his first year in broadcasting. Before I even get a chance to finish that thank you to J-Wo, the Oaks convert on a quick up and under. 3.5 to go now. 50-36. I don't know who this team of Oaks are, but they are not the same ladies that came out in the first half. I promise you that. Flat now, right side, indoors. Chardonnay goes up and under. No, down by Kier. Kier, check it. She hands it off now to Fushikashi. 3 minutes exactly, fans, and the Penguins are trailing by 14.
Boy, the Penguins look like they've been executing for the most part. They had excellent passing that time. Didn't get their shot to fall.
Don't say execute. At this point in the game, I'm ready to execute myself. I'm very nervous, J-Wo. I want the Penguins to start playing like they did in the first half. Oh, brother! Zig Manichevitz with a three ball from straight away. She was at 24. Here's Char left side to answer. Out of bounds, whistle, Chardonnay on the ground, no bucket. Uh-oh, and Chardonnay's actually been helped up by Stephanie Kyer. And you know what that means, J-Wo. That's never a good sign. When the other team helps you up, that means you're way down. You're getting beat badly.
Well, I'm just seeing her not make the hoops like she normally does.
53-36, and Char misses her third free throw of the night. As Kate Ellis is being replaced by Ashley Fromm, and
Baskerville came in as well.
Yeah, you're right. Good call there. Baskerville in for the first time tonight, tucks in the jersey in place of Lauren Seltenridge. Baskerville now in the backcourt.
She'll be able to help provide full court pressure for the Penguins.
Over to the left side as the Oaks work it left and right, left and right. The ball's tipped up in the air. Back down into the hands of Fushikashi. Fires it back out now to Sonnet Yi. And we're at 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Over to the right side now. Fushikashi has it. And the Oaks are eating a little bit of the clock now, J-Wo.
Penguins still have to put on a little pressure here, put up strong D.
2 minutes exactly, and I would say that Coach Collier is one of the best coaches in the league at working the clock, especially very late in the game. This is classic Menlo-style basketball. As Coach Collier, who's been the coach of the Oaks for as long as I've been around, this is my seventh year. And on the line now is Fushikashi. She buries that one. And now it's 54-36 with 1:55 to go. I've never seen that large a margin in that low amount of time ever overcome. But if anybody could do it, it would be Mitchell and the Penguins. Let's see if they can. 54-36, the second one's missed. Fromm with the rebound. Over to the right side now, Baskerville. She has it tipped out of play. Baskerville.
Boy, she was dribbling along the baseline, just had a hand poke in there, but looks like she's going to the line, Stu.
Michaela Baskerville, the 5'7 freshman. She's out of Alameda. That's why you recognized her right away. She, like J-Wo, a freshman. 54-36, she's on the line. Baskerville, her first opportunity to score tonight, and she does so, fans. 54-37.
Oh, she brings so much energy to the floor.
Baskerville looks like she'll have a great career with the Penguins. She's been a big part of the team this year. But as a freshman, she just hasn't gotten that many minutes. She makes them both here in a championship game. That tells the coach something. Now across the middle is Fushikashi. And the Penguins just playing. They're playing nasty defense now, and a foul. No, and a timeout has been called by Coach Collier.
Because she knows the Penguins have changed their game plan and are going to be putting on huge pressure for the Oaks tonight.
54-38. Man, that first half was one to remember, but this second half has been something to forget. J-Wo alongside Stuart Horn with your radio.dominican.edu, your DU broadcasters for the 07 campaign. It has been excellent, and J-Wo and I never doubted for a second that the Penguins had what it took to make it to the finals. But getting past the Oaks, that's a different story. 9 points up at the half or otherwise. The Oaks are, every year, they're right there. The class of the Cal Pack, the Menlo Oaks under head coach Caitlin Collier. Not to mention our good old coach is Brett Mitchell. Oh, I see there's been some, J-Wo, you've been missing all these instant messages. Look at all these messages that have come through. J-Wo has not been tending to it. Just click on the blue button.
See, I don't use this very much.
I can tell.
Oh, man. We just have to read up. This is amazing.
I know. There's like a whole novel of instant messages there that J-Wo's been missing. I was wondering about it. I thought the fans couldn't hear us or something. 1 minute, 30 seconds to go. The end of the timeout has come. And very quickly, Kepulele travels. The Penguins down 54-38. Big shout out to all of our fans all year long, Penguin fans around the globe who've tuned into these games. Thousands of DU fans listening to J-Wo and I bring you the action all season long. Just another great season of DU hoops. And darn it, I hate to see it go down this way with 1:22 to go. I don't think I'm speaking too soon as the Penguins are trailing by 16. Ashley Fromm will go to the line. There's no one that would like it more should the Penguins pull off a miracle at this point. But inside of 90 seconds and the prowess of the Oaks and their ability to eat time off of the clock. Not sure how it could happen. Fromm makes the first one. Second one to put us at 40, yes. 54-40 with 1:22 to go. Inbounds Oaks. They get it in. Here's Fushikashi. Baskerville's flanking her. 1:18 to go. Menlo now. Here is Sana E right side. E goes off to the right side. She's being chased down by Selton Rich, who's in her final 1 minute of basketball. And now Baskerville hooks an arm around her. And it looks like Sana E is going to get a chance to go to the line.
And the best thing I would love to see here is the Penguin ladies to finish strong. That's exactly how you want to go through a game.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know these players, they're a lot tougher. Their mental fortitude is much tougher than mine. So while I feel like my shoulders have slumped a little tiny bit, none of the players have. The first one goes down by Sana Yi. I mean, the senior, Lauren Seltenrich, was chasing down Fushikashi across the timeline there on that previous series with the same fervor that she's shown all season. Man, and she has been beat up this season. Left side, Olivia Williams, we're at 1 minute exactly, fans. 56-40. Here is Lauren Seltenrich. Up and in! Seltenrich with a great deuce.
Oh, an 56. Awesome run up the baseline.
56-42.
Nice and easy.
In the back court now, Fushikashi. We're inside of 45 seconds now, fans. Over to the right now. Here's Kepulele. Clock runs in between the circles. Tipped away by Flatten on the steal. Flatten goes coast to coast all alone. Oh, Flatten missed it.
Oh, that hoop.
Man, that northern hoop. J-Wo, after this game, I think we need to go down there with a level and a lathe and a couple of other instruments in order to measure that thing. 25 seconds left to go, fans. The Penguins trail 56-42. And J-Wo, did you want to give a shout-out to anybody that emailed us tonight?
You know, I gotta admit, there's this message here that we get to call out from Mary Crocker. Her sister is playing basketball as well. She scored 15 points in the state playoff game.
In Oregon. That's kind of large. And now a backcourt foul has been called against the Oaks with 17 seconds to go, fans. 56-42. The Penguins will have it. And inbounds, Lauren Seltenrich. She fires it across the court to Ashley Fromm. Fromm over to Williams. 13 seconds. Williams. Williams being guarded very closely by Bianca. Bianca Grogan has come in, the 5'9" sophomore out of San Jose. Grogan in for the final seconds, number 33. Also in there is Leanne Kabori, a 5'10" freshman out of Newark, in there for the Oaks. The first one by Williams. Missed. Williams with one of the best first halves of her collegiate career. And below average second half. This one goes down. And in the final 10 seconds of play, shout out to the coaching staff. Everybody back at DU. Our director, Melba Beals, 2 seconds, 1 second. There's the buzzer, fans, and the Penguins are defeated after the first half looked like no one could touch them. And they come back. They, the Oaks, come back and win this one in fine fashion. 56-43. As J-Wo always says, that's why they play these games. And I know the DUs and their fans worldwide, and perhaps even their broadcasters, but I won't get into that, are a little bit disappointed in the way this one ended. you got to tip your hat to the Oaks, J-Wo. They played with a lot of stuff, and they didn't give up.
And I think that's the reason they are, CalPAC champions right now?
They sure are. The 07 women's champions. The Oaks from Menlo College under head coach Caitlin Collier. And you are absolutely right, J-Wo. That is why they are the champions. The Penguins in second place, which is nice and everything. But second, the difference between second and third is a lot less than it is between first and second.
Maybe it's just the expectations around Dominican. They are so high.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Anything other than first place is frowned upon, certainly by the broadcasters. I have high hopes. And I'll tell you, the coaches... Oh, Zig Manichevitz is the CalPAC MVP of the tournament. The freshman of the year now coming out. Alicia Flatten, the freshman of the year in the CalPAC. Flatten comes out respectfully accepting her trophy, but I guarantee Flatten is hurt right now after playing very hard tonight, but unable to hold on to it. Now Martha Spivey comes out. She's the CalPAC Senior Player of the Year. Spivey coming out of the stands. Of course, Holy Names ladies were beaten last night by the Oaks. Spivey comes out of the stands. She was the Senior Player of the Year. And now Coach of the Year in the CalPAC. Caitlin Collier with the CalPAC's 2007 Coach of the Year. And I don't remember Collier winning it since I've been on board, J-Wo, but she accepts the trophy with a big wave to the crowd. Big smile, Collier, very intense always. And I got to go with that. I can't say I disagree with that call. Now they're thanking Cal State East Bay for hosting the 2007 tournament. Ah, J-Wo.
Ah, Stewart.
Man, we were one half away.
We were here.
We were there. Olivia Williams now, it looks like, is receiving, what is this honor, the MVP honor for senior? No, Williams isn't even a senior, is she?
She's a sophomore.
Yeah.
I'm honestly not, I didn't catch what the award was for.
No, she's a junior.
Okay.
Chardonnay Nelson also getting a defensive player of the year. Chardonnay had a beautiful first half.
Absolutely, that's why... And teams didn't get inside on the Penguins.
Vanessa Irving from Bethany University being recognized for defensive prowess. And now this is Kelsey Fushikashi being recognized. Spivey again. Spivey getting hit up twice with two different trophies. That's pretty good. Kepua Lee, the MVP of the 2007 CalPAC tournament. Man, that's large. The senior is Lee. Check it. She's a junior out of Honolulu. I've called her name so many hundreds of times over the years.
And we'll just have to call her one more.
And we're going to have to go one more year. And Menlo College accepting the trophy now as the women's champion. So, J-Wo... Ah, it's tough. It's tough. But we'll head back to DU. Our heads will be held high, at least in the broadcasting department. A big shout-out to Ashley Fromm and to Lauren Seltenrich, your final night of collegiate basketball.
As well as Mary Crocker and her sister, Kristen Crocker.
Yeah, big shout-out to them. Of course, Crocker will be back with the team next year, only a sophomore. Lauren Seltenrich and Ashley Fromm, graduating seniors. The next time we see them, J-Wo will be on graduation day. We will be broadcasting graduation, by the way. As usual, the 07 graduation and commencement exercises from Forest Meadows at Dominican University of California. I think we're going on the air that day at 8 o'clock. Graduation starts at 10:30. And my final shout out to Lola Brown back home.
That's right, Lola Brown.
We miss you, Lola. One of the greatest DU hoops players in history and also one of the favorites on DU Radio. So for J-Wo, for our academic advisor, Melba Beals, for the president of the university, that's Dr. Joseph Ng. This is Stuart Horn Signing off, that's the end of the 07 basketball campaign. The ladies in second place. I want to say they were edged out by the Menlos, but they really weren't edged out at all. It was a 14-point finish as the Menlos brought the heat in the second half. And you heard it live, worldwideradio.dominican.edu. Jay Will and I will be back with DU Softball. Check the website. Have a great night, everybody.